Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Welcome back to another Tuesday Travel Quickie. One of the questions my students often ask me is, should I book my flight or my hotel first when planning an international trip? I have an answer to this, but listen all the way through because different circumstances may change my answer. Generally speaking, I think you should book your flight first. The reason being is that there may only be a few airline options that will get you to your destination and many more options for accommodations. Additionally, you'll want to be able to book your flight on the dates with the best price or points redemption. But if you book your hotel or Airbnb first, you may be locked into dates. But before you go booking flights, there are some exceptions you're going to want to consider. Number one, of course, if you're going somewhere really remote and accommodations are limited, you'll want to book that first to ensure you have somewhere to stay. Number two, if you're going to a location that is very expensive, like London, and you find a great deal on a stay, you may want to lock that in and worry about flights later because you have a ton of options for getting to London. And number three, if you're going to an international event like the Olympics this summer in Paris, accommodations are going to fill up fast. You'll want to book accommodations as far in advance as possible. In the event you can't get a direct flight into Paris at a reasonable fare, again, you have options to fly into a different city and grab a connecting flight, get a rental car, or take the train in. Transportation in these circumstances may still be challenging to get or really overpriced, but you will still have options. Once hotel rooms are gone, they're gone. So anytime you're going to a big or international event, book things as early as possible with flexible cancellation if that's available. With the growth of Airbnb, remember that you have more options available than ever before with accommodations. So if you find an amazing flight deal, I say book it and figure out accommodations after. But also with Airbnb, if there is a place that you absolutely love or want to return to, there's only one of them. So this is my fourth exception. I booked my Airbnb for Belfast about 10 months in advance because I wanted to come back to that same place. And with that much advanced booking, I had plenty of time to find a good flight option, which I did, by the way. $350 plus points on British Airways in business class from Philly to Belfast. My friend, if you haven't gotten in on my Travel Savvy Jet Setter course yet, where I teach you how to plan, budget, and save big bucks, you gotta check this out. I'll link it in the show notes. You can get a complete ROI by booking just one international flight with these savings tips. But whether you book the flight or hotel first, neither way is right or wrong. If you book your hotel first and then find a flight that is significantly cheaper the day before your planned arrival, you can try to change your hotel dates. Both hotels and many Airbnbs offer this option, or you can just spend a night at an airport hotel before enjoying the rest of your stay. If you're willing to be flexible, you'll save the most money. And while I'm personally a fan of planning in advance to have the most options available, you can find last-minute deals with airlines and hotels, so it may feel like a game of chicken waiting until the last minute, but it could also pay off big time. The biggest win is booking hotels and airfares with flexible cancellation policies, just in case your travel plans do change. And that's our travel quickie for today, my friend. Enjoy your travel planning, and until next time, may your itineraries be seamless and your adventures be exciting. Bon voyage! Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35 Plus.